Daf Chav Tes, we're starting with the bottom lines of Chav Ches and Beis. We said at the end of the Mishnah, Ma Yeh B'dam of the Mishnah asked, what do you do with the money? So in the case where you don't have to keep the object for a longer period of time, it's an object that it's already past 12 months, or it's something that cost you more money than it's worth. So we said you sell it, and you keep the money on the side, you wait for the buyer to come to claim the lost object with whatever simon he can claim, and then you give him the money. So what do you do with the money in the interim? So the Mishnah said, Amachloikis. If Tarfon said, Yishtamish B'em, you can use the money, invest the money, do whatever you want with the money, and therefore, if Tarfon said the fichachim avdu chayev b'achriusad, and therefore, now if something happens to the money, you're going to be chayev. Now, it's not clear from the Mishnah what happened to the money that you're going to be chayev. Remember, there's different types of level of shemir. We have a shemir chinam, we have a shemir sachar, we have a shoyl. Shemir chinam is only going to be chayev on a pshia. A shemir sachar is chayev on genev and aveda. And a shoyl, someone who uses your object, is going to be chayev even for einsin. So it's not clear in the Mishnah yet, and that's what the Gemara is going to discuss. What exactly is Rav Tarfon talking about? Rabbi Akiva says in the Mishnah, Lo yishtamish ben, you're not allowed to use the money. Lefichachim avdu eino chayv b'chusin, you're not going to be chayv in the achray. So what are we talking about? Says the Gemara inside. The last line on a chof chesam beis. Ad kan leplegi elokish in yishtamish ben. The whole discussion on Mishnah is only because are you going to be chayv in achrayis because Chazal said that you can use the money. And by using the money, it's considered as if you're being paid by the owner of the object. Rashi says it's called schar shimush mos. For the fact that you're able to use the money, as we'll see anything more clearly, you don't even have to actually have used the money. The fact that you could use the money is considered a benefit. It's considered now as if, quote, you're getting paid, and now you would have a din of a shemer socher. So it's Mashu says the Gemara that the Pashup shot in the Mishnah is that the Machloikis would be Akiva and Rav Tarfon is, till now you are Shemir Chinam. Now that you have the ability to use this money, because we sold the object, now the money's available, now do we allow to use the money? And if we allow to use the money, now it's considered as if the owner of the Metziah, not the owner, the finder of the Metziah, is getting Hanof, he's getting Hanof, he's becoming like a Shemir Socher. He's not a shoyl, he's becoming like a shoyl. Hold on. He's becoming like a shomer socher. If he's becoming like a shomer socher, he's getting paid that he could use the money. Remember, the money is not the lost object. Right? So you're not really a shoyl on the lost object. You're not using the object, using the money. The money is not the lost object. So the Gemara at this stage says you're not considered a shoyl. L'chayr, you'd be considered a shomer socher. You're being paid. What are you getting paid with? With the schar shimush mos. So now it says, if Tarfon, you have schar shimush mos, your chayv is a shomer socher in Gnevin Aveda. And if Rav Akiva says, no, if you're not allowed to use the money, if you're not allowed to use the money, then it's just a regular Shemir Chinam. That sounds to be pshat in the Gemara. Elokish Nishtamish Ben, the only question of using him. Avalay Nishtamish Ben, Im Avdu Pater. If you did not get to this stage where you were going to be using it, meaning if you had the original object in your hand, in which case, of course, you're not allowed to use the object at all, then it's Mashmah for the Mishnah that you be Pater for Aveda. The Mishnah talked about Avdu. Avdu is Genev of Aveda. Then you would be Potter, which would mean that we would give you a din of a Shemer Chinam. Says the Gemara, but that itself is a machlokes. The Chayr, if that's Pshat in our Mishnah, this would be a kasha on the quote-unquote famous sheath of Rav Yosef we have in Shas. The Itmar Shemer Aveda, what kind of halachic status of Shemer does a Shemer Aveda get? It's not clear. We should discuss, Achren discuss, who says you're a Shemer at all. But assuming you're a shemer at all, then what status do you have? Which Gemara takes another push? And Rabbi says you're a shemer chinam, right? You're watching the person's object till he comes and claims it. No one's paying you. No one's anything. You're a shemer chinam. Why should you be anything better than that? Remember, we're talking about the object itself, not by the money. If Yosef says you're like a shemer socher, why? So this is the sheet of Rav Yosef, what Gemara always calls pruta der Rav Yosef. Because if Yosef says, calls man that you're Isaac in taking care of the person's chefetz, if someone comes to collect stucker from you, then at that point you're putter from giving him stucker. Because you're Isaac by mitzvah, putter by mitzvah. Tyson discusses when exactly are you putter, when are you not putter, whatever it is, but at some stage you would be putter from giving stucker. That's quote unquote saving money. And if that's quote unquote saving money, says the Yosef, every Shemer Aveda is really making money as a Shemer Socher. So frek the Gemara, now that you're a Shemer Socher, according to Yosef Lachatchila, what's the whole machlokes? What's Pshat in our Mishnah? If Tarfon and Rekiv are arguing in our Mishnah, if you're a Shemer Socher, according to Yosef, you're a Shemer Socher not from the Schar Shimush Mos, you're a Shemer Socher because of Prutah of Yosef. So it's clearly Mashman, our Mishnah, that you're not a Schar Shimush Mos, a Prutah of Yosef. Says the Gemara, no, I'm the Chayv Yosef. Yosef, read the Mishnah differently. Rav Yosef says, no, Because you have this prutah of Yosef, you have this schar of saving money from tzedakah, therefore you're always Yosef Mesachar in an Aveda. Kipligi, our Mishnah is not a question if you're a Shemer Sacher. Of course you're a Shemer Sacher. Our Mishnah is, are you Chayiv as Einzin de Shoyel? Do we now consider you even more than a Shemer Sacher? Do you get upgraded now because you're actually using the money, not just getting paid, but we consider the usage of this money to be like the usage of the object, and now you get upgraded to a Shoyel? We have Typhon Sharulei, the Rabbanah Shemushi Begavayo. The Rabbanah said you could use the money. Anytime you use a Chayfetz, Kalan Eshaloi, you have a Din of a Shoyel, now you have an Einzin. And if you keep a Savar, Loi Shoyel, the Rabbanah Shemushi Begavayo, now you use the money. And therefore, according to Rav Yosef, the Machlokes in the Mishnah, everybody agrees you're at least a Shemer Sacher. The question is, when you sell the Chefetz and you have the money, do you get upgraded from a Shemer Sacher to a Shoyel, which would be Chayv and Einzer? Says, okay, does that fit with the Mishnah? Says, Yachi lafichach damer Rav Akiva lamali. What does Rav Akiva say? Rav Akiva says in the last Shita, lo yishtamish behen lefichach im avdu enu Chayv bachusin. What does that mean, the word lefichach? What's the connection? Lefichach means there's a reason over here. What does it mean? Says Gemara says, let me explain to you the question. If the machlekes is like Rabbah understood that really you're a Shemer Chinam, the question is, do you get upgraded to become a Shemer Sachar? So, Haini Diktani, that's what according to that, it makes very easy sense how to read the Mishnah. Rabbi Kiva, the Haini Diktani, Rabbi Kiva, I'm lo yishtamish ben, you're not allowed to use the Chefetz at all, and therefore you're not getting Schar Shimushmos. Lefichachim avdu enuchavichusan, and therefore you only remain a Shemer Chinam, you don't get upgraded to a Shemer Sacher. And why does Rabbi Kiva have to stress that? Because you would have thought, because of the Prut of Yosef, you are a Shemer Sacher anyways. Again, very wordy piece of Gemara. Might be one of those extra words and extra piece of Gemara. But Rabbi Kiva is stressing that of course you're not a Shoyel because you're not using the money. And don't even tell me you're a Shemer Sacher because you're not getting, you don't have Schar Shimushmos. What are you going to say? You're a Shemer Sacher because of saving the money from giving the tzedakah? That's not considered Shchiach. That's not considered saving money at all. And therefore, you remain a Shemer Chinam. So Rabbi Kiva has to stress, Lefichach, you remain a Shemer Chinam and don't get upgraded at all to a Shemer Sacher. That would make sense according to Rava's way of reading the Mishnah. But if you're going to say, like of Yosef, then of course you're a Shemer Sacher, and you're Chayv and Gnei Aveda. The only question is, do you get upgraded to become a Shoyel? So Kipligi Ba'ins in the Shoyel, so my Lefichach to Rabbi Kiva. Why does he say Lefichach? Hachim Yibayle Lemistay. This is what he should have said. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Leimish Tabish Ben. Everybody agrees you're a Shemer Sacher because of Prutit of Yosef. The only question is, if you're a Shoyel, once Rabbi Kiva says you're not allowed to use the money, then of course you're not a Shoyel. By definition, a Shoyel means you can use it. If you're not using it, of course you're not a Shoyel. If I know you don't, and I would know, Dechiv and Dolish Tabish Ben, love Shoyel Avi. So why does Rabbi Kiva say that? So lefichach to Rabbi Kiva lovely. Why does Rabbi Kiva have to go out of his way to say, now that you're not using it, you're not a shoyel? It's extra words. The Tana doesn't throw extra words into the Mishnah. And therefore, he should have just said, you don't use it. If you don't use it, you're done. Come on, no. Mishum lefichach to Tarfon. I'll tell you why. Maybe you can read the Mishnah as follows. The Rabbi Kiva said lefichach because Rabbi Tarfon had already used that construct of the sentence of lefichach. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva used it as well. Okay, but why does Rabbi Tarfon have to say it? L'chaira, again, according to Rabbi Yosef, that you're already a Shemer Sacher, the only question is, do we treat you like a Shoyel? So the only machlokes is, are you allowed to use the money? If you're allowed to use the money, you're a Shoyel. If you're not allowed to use the money, you're not a Shoyel. Neither one of them, L'chaira, needs the word lefichach to explain it more. So it's more lefichach, Tarfon, lefichach, Tarfon, lamali. So machlokes come up, because maybe this is how you read it, Tarfon. Chivin the Shemer, the Rabbanu Shemushi Begavayu, Kemandi Shtamish Begavayu Dami, the Chai Bechusin, Rabbi Tarfon is stressing, even if you did not actually use the money, but since you could use the money, then already you become a Shoyel. And that's why you read Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, Yishtamish Ben, you could use them, and the Fichach, since you could use them, you're going to be Chayev in Achrayas anyways. And then once Rabbi Tarfon says the word Lefichach, so Rabbi Kiva also uses that contract of the Fichach, even though you're right, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not throwing you in any chiddush. So, but that's okay. Let's assume we can read the words of the Mishnah that way, according to Rabbah and according to Vyasa. So, Avdu Kakal. The Mishnah, when it talked about Rabbi Akiva and Tarfon's Machlaik, is talking about Avdu. Avdu is not a Chiv of a Shoyel. Avdu is Gnev Aveda, that's a Chiv of a Shemer Sacher. It seems very clear that Machlaik is in the Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva is in Dinei Shemer Sacher, not in Dinei Shoyel. Otherwise, it shouldn't have said Avdu, it should have said Einzin. Says the Gemara, kid the Rabba, like Rabba explained in other places we had later on. Damarava nigdimu, when it, sometimes when it says geneva, it doesn't mean classic geneva. It means listamazuim, which is an ones version of geneva. And sometimes when it says avdu, it means shetava sfinas bayam, not avdu like you dropped it, but avdu that there, you know, the boat sank, which case that's an insin also. So it could be our mishnah and a chanami. According to Yosef, our mishnah, the machlokes, says everybody agrees your chayv is a shemisacher and your chayv a classic geneva aveda. The question is, do we upgrade you to become a shoyel and then you be chayv not just on classic aveda, but you even be chayv on ones versions of geneva aveda? So we have two totally different ways of reading the mishnah. I'm going to view them as Shmuel. Halacha of Tarfin. We pass like of Tarfin that you do have this Schar Shimushmos. Now, again, there's a Tarfin according to Yosef, which means you become a Shoyel, and there's a Tarfin according to Rabba, which means you only become a Shemer Sacher. That thing does not say over here which version of Tarfin we're talking about. Our gauge here is Biyad. The next word probably should be Bey. Bey Rechava, these people live in a certain place. Havalahunu Zuzi Diasmi. So they had this money that was given to them to watch that belonged to Yosemim Kitanim. Cash. Okay, so their job is to watch the money until the ketanim get older. You're just going to let the money sit around? You can invest the money. You can put it in a CD. You can invest it in real estate. What are they allowed to do something with this money? Or they just sit on the money and it is what it is? So I'll say, come to Rabbi Yosef. They went to Rabbi Yosef. Amaluhu malush tamusha begavayu. Can we use this money? We pass like of Tarfin in our Mishnah. Tarfin, our Mishnah said you could use the money and then become Chayv and Achrayis. You also use the money, invest in the money. Understand when you use the money, you're going to be Chayv and Achrayis, of course. But that's how Rav Yosef passed. Amalei Abaya, Abaya, Rav Yosef's Talmud was sitting there, and Abaya said, "What are you talking about?" Velavitmar law, we had learned about that. Amar of Chelbay, Amar of Huna, Loishan, Ola, but Demei Aveda. Remember, don't forget, says Abaya, the whole machlokes in the Mishnah is not by the chefetz itself. It's only in the situation where you sold the chefetz at the end because you didn't want to take care of it anymore. Chazal said you could sell it. Now the question is, what do you do with the cash? So then we have a machlokes of Tarfin Rikiva about the cash. But the actual chefetz, everybody agrees you can't use that chefetz. And everybody agrees you're never going to be a shoyl on that chefetz. Maybe you're a shemesach because it's putin to Rav Yosef. But no more than that. And therefore, of course, an actual aveda you find, you're not allowed to use. We'll see in the Mishnah right away, you're not allowed to use an object you find ever. Only the money when you end up selling it. So, and therefore, says Rabbi, since you're matriachin it, Chazal said you can let you use it. Of a mos aveda, if you actually found cash, loy tarachbu, you didn't do anything, you didn't sell it, you didn't do anything worth it, then Chazal, of course, said you cannot use it. The hani kemos aveda dami. This money that the Yisayimim, whoever gave them to this Shemer to watch of the Yisayimim, this is not a secondary money. This was the actual cash of the Yisayimim. You're not allowed to use that. That's like every Pekodin. When you have a Pekodin, of course, you're not allowed to use it. Amalei, so Rabbi said, you're right. Zeal, go away. L'shavkuli dashrei lach. I didn't let you become rich. I didn't let you, Rabbi is not letting you become rich by using the Yisayimim's money. Of course, he wasn't going to use it like to keep it, but use it even for investment purposes, you're not allowed to do. Because you're right. If it's the actual money, or if it's a actual chefetz that you lost or found, or a Pekodin, of course, you're not allowed to use it. This is a special heter. In a case where you watch the Avedu and you matriach it, and then Chazal said you can sell it, then they also said, according to Tarfin, you can use the money. But don't get confused that that applies in every case. And the Mishnah, that's a very good segue to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Matzah Svarim, if you find Svarim, in those days Svarim are like our days bound Svarim, they were like, you know, a Megillah, like a Megillah Esther, rolled up. So the problem is, of course, when you find the lost object, we just said you're not allowed to use it. But if you keep them, let's say Megillah Esther, or something like that, just rolled up, forever, it dries up. It dries up, the air doesn't get to it, it can crumble, etc. So you have to take care of it. How do you take it? Now, it doesn't cost you any money to take care of it, per se, but you still need to take care of it. So, matzah svarim, karabim, achash lashimim. So once every 30 days, you should take it out and read from it. And by reading from it, you're airing it out. If you're illiterate and you can't read it, then at least roll it. Roll it from end to end, Rashi says, so at least air it out. That's good enough. That's what you're supposed to do to take care of the chefetz. Of alo yuma ben betchila. Under no circumstances should you use this sefer to learn something you've never learned before. Because when you learn something you've never learned before, you're going to be keeping it open for a long time, you're going to be focusing on it, pointing, underlining, whatever you normally do, and that's going to ruin the chefetz, and therefore you cannot do that. You can't have two people reading at the same time also, because I'm going to be pointing towards my side, you'll point towards this side, you're going to chas v'shalom rip the object. Motzaksus, if you find a beged, so also you hang it in your closet, but you can get moths or whatever it is. So menara achash leshmiya, once every 30 days, you have to take out the beged and shake it out, air it out. V'shaytcha letzarcha avaloy lechvaydoy. Your only reason you're allowed to do this is for the benefit of the chefetz. Right, let's say you find a tablecloth. Can you say, okay, well, I want the tablecloth, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take it out and use it on my table. No, that you're not allowed to do. That's letzor choy. What about if you're doing it for both? What if the once every 30 days, you take it out to air it out, and you want to use it as a tablecloth then? Hold on, the Gemara will explain. But to use it for a tablecloth, stam, that for sure you're not allowed to do. It's pikadi. You're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to use it. Klikas of kleni chayshis, if you have things which would tarnish, which normally Rashi says in those days, the only way they could protect things which tarnished would be to bury them in the ground. You bury them in the ground, they don't get exposed to the air, the oxygen, and therefore they don't tarnish. But you don't want to leave them in the ground too long. That's also no good. So, you can't really use them at any sort of point because then they're going to get worn out and ruined and dirty. If you have things which are gold or things which are glass, which are obviously super delicate and also don't get ruined that much, then lo yigaben achevelio. Put those away, wrap them up, don't touch them at all. No reason for you to touch them, no benefit whatsoever to the balakli. Now we switch gears totally. We just talked about when you find an object, everything, of course, all these halakhas and mishnayos, you have to chiyav, l'sukha l'salam, you have to pick it up. And when you pick it up, you have to take care of it, you have to spend money on it, whatever it is. Now the Mishnah says, there is one heter, which is matzasaka kupa v'kol davar she'in darko litol. Not that it's not the normal way to pick it up, but it's not the way for you to pick it up, okay? I don't know. You have a Rosh Hashiva walking in the street and he sees a baseball bat. It's not the normal way for a Rosh Hashiva to walk around with a baseball bat. And therefore, it's einoy lefi chvoidai. So that we say, areza lo yitol. Then we have a patur. We'll learn it from the pasuk. Then we have a patur that you don't have to pick up the object at all. You can just walk past the object. We'll give examples of that in tomorrow's daf. So let's get into the halachas of the different ways you take care of the kelim. Amar Shmuel, ha-moitzei tefillin b'shuk. He says an amazing halacha. If you find a pair of tefillin, some demayin u'menichin li'alter. You do not have to, under any circumstances, keep the tefillin at all. Sell them immediately. Sell them immediately. Why? So Mesa Ravina, Matzah's farm, Kramer Achshashen. The Mishnah says you find the safer, you read from it once every 30 days. V'menei der likweis gailulin. So it's mashma, you take care of it. Gailulan in, some demand, menichin lai. It doesn't say in the Mishnah you could sell them. The only time we said you could sell things in the previous Mishnah was by things that cost money. And you don't want to invest the money over a longer period of time and they don't make money back. Those things you can sell. But why are you selling the person's tefillin? It doesn't cost you any money. You want to take it out, air out the tefillin once every day. Well, why is that? Mor says an amazing halacha. Amar Abaya, tefillin bar bei chavu mishkach. Tefillin are very easy to replace. Shchichi. Svarim loy shchichi. But svarim, those types of svarim, are not easy to replace. What does this mean? So it's amazing halacha. Rashi had said earlier that the whole idea of keeping, let's say, the horses or the animals around for an extended period of time is because a person is used to his own animals. And therefore, all things being equal, the Bala Veda who lost it, even though he'll get his Veda back, or he'll get the money of it back, he wants the original animal. He already trained the animal. He doesn't want to have to train it all over again. So do as much as you can to leave it that he can get his animal back. Okay. Says the Gemara over here, and there's two ways to read this halacha. Some of Farshim say what this halacha is saying is, by tefillin, people don't care. People don't care. I don't know if nowadays this would apply. It sounds like, now. I don't know, it sounds like nowadays people maybe treat this differently, but that's what the Archa Shukha brings down. People don't care. Give me this pair of tefillin, give me another pair of tefillin. Look at that tefillin, what's the difference? And since the Gemara is saying tefillin are very easy to buy, so just sell the tefillin, put the cash on the side. The guy will come and claim his tefillin, whatever simon he has. And then you just give him the cash and I'll go buy a new simon. You don't have to bother taking care of it at all. Whereas by svarim, what we're talking about over here, those things are not so easy to purchase. If they're not so easy to purchase, then you need to keep and hang on to the original object as long as you possibly can so that the person can get the object. That's the way the Aruch HaShulchan seems to explain this piece of work, which is an amazing thing, which actually means the opposite, which means that as long as it's something that you can easily buy, according to that svara, always just sell it. Always. And nowadays you can buy svarim. Svarim are easy to buy. I'm not a sefer Torah, but you know, if you find someone's a gemara b'metzia, it's easy to buy. Don't bother keeping it. Just sell it, get some money, put the money in the way, put the sign up, wait for someone to come claim the money. That's it. That would be that halacha if you assume that this is the way you learn this piece of gemara, which is an amazing halacha that you don't have to keep an aveda. You don't have to be bothered.
It's only if you can buy a new one for the same price.
Obviously, yeah. Again, you have to know what the market was like for these things. But yes, assuming you can replace the object easily, whatever that means, that's the more saying you could do. Otherwise, that's when all these halachas kick in of holding on to it. Otherwise, we don't want to be a triach. There's only a certain amount. Chazal, the Torah said, you have to be a triach. Torah bon. Similar halacha. Hashoyol sefer Torah mechaver. If you borrow sefer Torah, can I borrow your sefer Torah? Okay, so normally, what do you borrow the sefer Torah for? Fileni. Okay, so I want to borrow it fileni. First of all, you're not allowed to lend it to somebody else, right? So I can't take it from you and then give it to somebody else. We'll see that halacha in a second. But of course, I can open it and read from it. But even then, unless I ask you specifically, I'm not allowed to use it for learning. Because if you use it for learning again, that's going to be using it more than it would normally be used. You can't have two people lending from it. Similarly, if I give you my sefer Torah to watch. So now I didn't even tell you you're allowed to use it at all. I just gave you to watch. If I leave it by you for an extended period of time, then you should take care of it. Part of taking care of it is rolling it and unrolling it at least once every 12 months. Now it says over here you can read from it. But you're not allowed to read it for your own. How do you read this line of the Gemara? Hold on, the Gemara will explain. That depends. A new Sefer Torah, Shloshim Yoyim. B'yashon Shnei Masach Chodesh. Depends if it's a new one or old one. It makes a difference. If it's a new one, you want to open it every 30 days because it gets ruined quickly. If it's an old one, it's already probably degraded, then only once every 12 months is good enough. Once every 12 months, which sounds to be like what Tanakama said. But Tanakama said once every 12 months. Tanakama did not differentiate at all between old and new. Sumchus did. Sounds like Ablazim Yaakov is saying the exact same thing as the Tanakama. Hold on, the world will explain. Let's go through this price piece by piece. The first halacha was if you borrow Sefer Torah, you're not allowed to lend it to somebody else. So, Myra Sefer Torah, if you'll call me Lunami. It's not a din in Sefer Torah. Anything you borrow to use, you're not allowed to give to somebody else. Rebbe learned, we'll see it later on. When you borrow something, you're not allowed to lend it out. When you rent it, you're not allowed to sublet it to somebody else, unless it was specified in the contract. But otherwise, you're not allowed to do that. Don't do it in Sefer Torah. Why is this brought here as a special din in Hilchos Sefer Torah? So my Sefer Torah, it's okay. There's a chiddush here in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Now the same manichle le'inish to avid mitzvah b'mloina. Maybe a person wants his money, his Sefer Torah, to be done a mitzvah with. Kamash malon that no. Now what is the kamash malon? Is a big machlokes b'shayim. Is it kamash malon that you don't want your mamon to do mitzvahs with? Is it kamash malon that you want to use your money for mitzvahs, but not for somebody else's mitzvahs? Is it kamash malon that specifically by a sefer Torah where there's a chashash that it's going to get ruined by using it? That's where you don't want someone to do your mitzvahs. But like a sefer, people borrow, you know, see a gemara on the table, and it says, you know, usser, blah, 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 right? Many places can say, it does no such thing. This is the square. Unless you're chashinan for kolkola, that something will happen, a kilkul will happen to the chayfetz. But if nothing's going to happen to the chayfetz, then we say a person does want to use their svar for something else. So this is a very interesting question. This is actually a very interesting Ran. The Ran says that when you lend your sefer to someone, he doesn't have a din of a shayl. Why? Because since you're getting a mitzvah by letting him use your sefer, it's not called kol ana shaloi. Right? A shayl means that one person's using it, the other person's getting nothing. Otherwise, it'd be a seicher, it'd be a renter. So it says, Duran, anytime I lend you a sefer, I'm getting an abek, because I'm getting a mitzvah of limud Torah of you losing my sefer. Therefore, you don't have a din of a shayl. Amazing Allah. Because people want to use their chayfets.
Every time I lend something,
I'm
getting a mitzvah
chesed. The Chavetz Chaim asked the kasha, and I'll show you afterwards. He asked that kasha. Gvaldik kasha. His Chavetz Chaim's answer is that, a mitzvah of chesed doesn't count because that's no different than prutu derv Yosef. That's the same stakum mitzvah. Whereas over here, it's a mitzvah of limud Torah. Well, I'll show you afterwards. Very, very good point. It says the more pois chavikarbe. We said you when you borrow a sefer Torah, you can read from it. Pshita elamai shale. Obviously, if you borrowed it, it means you borrowed it to use. So what's the chiddush of that you can use it? So my sefer chesed. The chiddush is not that you can use it. Of course, you can use it. The chiddush is the sefer vavshal yimah b'mitchila. But you're only allowed to use it for regular laning, the weekly laning, not for learning from again, unless you ask for it. And then the price continued. You can unroll it every 12 months. You're supposed to. And then it said you can learn it from it. What do you mean learn from it? Why are you learning from it? This is a case where you're a mafkid. You're a shemer. Shemer is not allowed to use the chefetz at all. Not even 1 minute. What does that mean he's allowed to use it? And it's a steer in Eubei. And then the next line of the price says you're not allowed to use it. The first line said you could use it when you are mafkid. The second one says you're not allowed to. So how do you read the brisa? You're supposed to roll it out every 12 months. If during the rolling out you want to read from it, that's okay. So it doesn't mean you're not allowed to read from it at all. You're not allowed to open it for reading purposes. But if while you're rolling it, you want to read from it, that's fine as well. You're allowed to do that. But in Bishvilay Paschay Aser, but to just open it yourself to read without airing it out function, then Echanami, that would be also because you're a shaman. A shaman is not allowed to use the chayfetz. Sumcha Samer Bechadosh is every Shleishim Yom. Biyoshin Rishnei Masachadosh. Samer Lazim Yaakov Aymer, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Shnei Masachadosh. Each one, it doesn't make it if it's old or new, only once every 12 months. So Lazim Yaakov Hanu Tanakama. That's the exact same Tanakama said, 12 months, and he didn't differentiate. Says the Gemara, Ela Ema, he must be a wrong gears on the Braisa. It should be, Lazim Yaakov Aymer, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, is Shleishim Yom. It's once every 30 days, and points out Rashi, that actually fits better in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Motzah Svarim Karben Achal Shloshim Yoim. Doesn't say anything about 12 months. And we didn't say anything about old and new. So therefore, now we have three Shitas. We have one Shita that it says you should roll it out no matter old or new, once every 12 months. We have Sumchus who says a new one every 30 days, an old one every 30 days, 12 months. And we have our Mishnah, which says always, only every 30 days, which is Shitas Lazman Yaakov. You're not allowed to have someone else read with you. You're not allowed to read a parsha and repeat it. You're not allowed to, again, keep it open to time it takes to do targum, etc. When you do hagvah, right, you shouldn't roll it all the way out like that if it's not your sefer Torah. This price says three people are not allowed to read together. And we just said even two people should have. If they're reading the same column, then even two people are going to be pulling back and forth. If they're not reading the same column, well, I'm reading this stuff, you're reading the next stuff, then two people is okay, but even then three is still not going to be okay, because then they're going to be pulling it all over the place. From the fact that you're supposed to shake out the beged or the whatever you find, then it's clear that shaking out a beged is supposed to be good for the beged. If you have a professional sewer in your house, a professional tailor in your house, then you nar tusi b'chol yom. Then go ahead and knock out your clothing. Meaning, what's the beged saying? That when you take out your clothing and air it out like that, it actually ruins it. And therefore, if you have a professional tailor in the house, do it, because then you can fix it. But otherwise, you probably shouldn't be doing it that often. So therefore, our mission said you do. He said, no. Ari b'chol yom koshula. Achol shoshim yom ma'ilah. Rabbi Eichon was talking about doing it every day. Every day is not healthy for the beggar. It's going to ruin it. It's make it too soft and it'll fall apart. Once every 30 days, that keeps the bugs and stuff out. That's good. Ibai same alei kasha. Habachad habatrei. Are you talking about one person shaking it or two people, one on each side shaking it, and that already, each they pull it, and that could ruin it. Ibai same alei kasha. Habayada habachutcha. Are you doing it with your hand shaking it or you're hitting it with a stick? If you're hitting it with a stick, that can be much more difficult, and that could ruin the beggar. We're talking about something that's made out of wool, or something that's made out of cotton. If it's made out of wool, Rashi says it pulls more. If it's made out of cotton, it's stronger, therefore it won't be an issue. So again, each type of chafetz you find, you have to know what the type of beggar is, how you should be taking care of it over these 3 days. We'll stop here. We'll pick up the halachas of Rabbi Eichon more.